Proclamation number 4416 of 23rd of August, 1948. Words of love, characteristic of spiritual working. My working of the spirit can always be recognized by the fact that I speak to my living creations with love, that I certainly admonish them and send them warnings, but always with words which speak of my love, which is why my living creations, my earthly children, should also trustingly come to me if they have a concern for me. Therefore, my working of the spirit can never be regarded as the work of Satan by those who don't want to believe that I make myself known to the earthly children. For Satan certainly puts on a mask. He hides behind lies and misleading speeches which are intended to feign piety, yet love never speaks out of his conduct nor out of the words people utter through his influence. Moreover, he is not able to make himself known in a way that reveals supernatural activity. With people who are in bondage to him, he will indeed be able to work extraordinarily and perform signs and wonders, but always in a God-fighting sense and all too clearly recognizable as to which power he uses. The person's affiliation to him will also become evident through his way of life, because it completely contradicts my will. But where my spirit is active, serious striving towards me is also evident, and my words of love can only be heard because love is practiced. But love belongs to me and is never my adversary's weapon. Thus, as long as love is practiced and taught, my spirit is active, and this activity also guarantees my presence. But love will always enliven my word. It will be able to be considered the crowning glory, thus it will testify to me myself and thus also to me as the originator of that which is revealed to people through my spirit. And thus you can believe every prophet and regard him as my servant who urges you to love, who imparts the teaching of love to you as received from me. And you humans need have no doubts whatsoever about the truthfulness of my word. You can place faith and trust in those who speak for me, for they do it on my behalf, impelled by the voice of the Spirit, which is the expression of my love from eternity. Therefore, anyone who hears this voice and can reproduce the words should not deny the working of the Spirit, but believe that he has been instructed by me to teach his fellow human beings, that he is enabled by me to do so by being trained for a teaching activity, and that he only reproduces what is conveyed to him through the voice of the Spirit, which is my voice. And you should listen to him and believe that he speaks on my behalf, for he is merely the organ which, through his will and his life of love, is enabled to express myself through him. Amen.